Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, April 6th, 2018. Welcome to day 442. ABC News says Robert Mueller has evidence that questions Eric Prince's congressional testimony about a chance meeting last year in the Seychelles with Kirill Dmitriev. Kirill Dmitriev manages a state-run Russian investment firm close to Putin. George Nader, a cooperating witness with limited immunity, told investigators that he facilitated and personally attended a meeting between Prince and Dmitriev just days before Trump was inaugurated. The goal of the meeting was to discuss foreign policy and to establish a line of communication between the Russian government and the incoming Trump administration. Prince told the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence in November that, quote, "I didn't fly there to meet any Russian guy," end quote, and the meeting with Dmitriev was unexpected. Prince founded the private military contractor Blackwater USA and is the brother of Betsy DeVos, who serves as Trump's Secretary of Education. As of late March, Mueller's team had not asked Prince to appear before the grand jury. Meanwhile, McClatchy, D.C. says Mueller's investigators questioned a Trump Organization associate about Michael Cohen's involvement in business deals with Georgia, Kazakhstan, and Russia. The special counsel's team showed up unannounced at the home of the business associate this week with a subpoena seeking information about the efforts by Trump's personal attorney and a former Trump Organization employee to expand the Trump brand abroad. Next, the New York Times, Politico, Washington Post, and NBC News say the Trump administration imposed new sanctions on 17 Russian government officials, a state-owned weapons company, and seven oligarchs, along with 12 companies affiliated with them. Quote, "The Russian government operates for the disproportionate benefits of oligarchs and government elites," Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said. "Russian oligarchs and elites who profit from this corrupt system will no longer be insulated from the consequences of their government's destabilizing activities," end quote. The sanctions were in response to the, quote, "totality of the Russian government's ongoing and increasingly malign activities in the world," end quote, including interfering in the 2016 election and aggressions in Crimea, Ukraine, and Syria. Meanwhile, CNBC, NBC News, and the New York Times are reporting that Trump proposed an additional $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese products beyond the $50 billion in tariffs that the White House announced earlier this week. China responded by announcing $50 billion in tariffs on American goods. Trump said the move was a direct response to unfair retaliation by China. And finally, the Wall Street Journal says John Kelly urged Trump to remove Scott Pruitt last week following a series of negative reports about his spending habits and management style. Trump, however, is not ready to fire the EPA chief, tweeting today that Pruitt is doing, quote, "a great job," and that he is, quote, "totally under siege." White House aides believe that Pruitt's position is untenable. And in the polls, the Washington Post says 20% of Americans attended a political protest, rally, or speech since 2016. Among rallygoers, 44% are 50 years or older, and 36% earn more than $100,000 a year. And Morning Consult says 41% of voters approve of Trump's job performance, a record low in the Morning Consult poll. 54% disapprove of Trump's job performance. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, the economy added 103,000 jobs in March while the unemployment rate stayed around 4.1%. Two, Trump will once again skip the White House Correspondents' Dinner this year. Three, Corey Lewandowski said to the House Intelligence Committee Democrats, "I'm not answering your fucking questions." And four, a group of concerned evangelical leaders plan to meet with Trump amid sex scandal allegations. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.